It is 90.3 KUSF. The show is Set Break. Mike Powers along with Tony Ryan on your Sunday afternoon, and a special guest in the studio, Mr. Will Bernard, coming in to chat with us from just hopped over from the East Bay, right, Will?
That's right.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Now, we just, a couple of us saw you at the All-Star Funk Jam. You opened things up Friday night at Cafe Kokomo.
That was a blast.
Yeah, what was that like, getting the party going? Because it was a party over there.
Yeah, you know, well, it's always nice to play to people that would appreciate your music, and definitely got a good reception from the folks over there. And, you know, it's great. You know, those guys are all heroes.
Right on.
You get great to hang with them, you know, backstage.
Did you get a chance to hang out and talk?
Yeah, totally.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, I hadn't actually heard Melvin play before live.
Okay.
So that was really fun, yeah.
I'm sure.
This guy's ripping it up.
You guys might recognize Will Bernard and his band. He also has, you have a trio, you got Motherbug.
Yeah.
You work mainly with Motherbug right now?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking during the last jam, which was Sultan. That was Motherbug playing Sultan from the Boom Boom Room.
That was October 7th, Boom Boom Room.
Right on. And we were just talking about Will grew up here and went to Berklee High School, you know, which is known for its music tradition. And you played in a band, TJ Kirk, with Charlie Hunter and Scott Amendola and...
John Schott,
yeah. No, how did that come together when you guys were doing that?
Well, Charlie and I were hanging out, and he was kind of hanging out with those other guys independently, and mm-hmm. The whole idea of the band was his idea. It was like, hey, you want to be in a band? And I'm like, okay.
Sure.
And then it was like a joke, you know, mm-hmm. at first, and we all just brought in ideas, and, you know, just kind of blew up right away, so...
Right, I mean, you guys got signed to Warner Brothers. A couple of albums went out on that. And what was that like, having a taste of, you know, of the major label vibe? What was now compared to you kind of doing your own thing, kind of a grassroots effort?
Yeah, well, I had, you know, I had my own major label signing right after that as well. And so at one point I was signed to three different labels.
Wow.
Wow.
And... for whatever that means, yeah. I had the papers that they could mess with me if they want, basically.
Right. Thing.
But you know, it's pretty crazy. You know, it's weird working with those big companies. You know.
Yeah, a little different. You don't get to call as many of your own shots. I would assume.
Well, there's just like so many people involved. You know, like there's that you have to like deal with. You know, mm-hmm. It's not just like.
You know,
a lot of people with a lot of different opinions, you know, just like it expands exponentially, you know.
I was mentioned earlier that Will is from the Bay Area, and I mean, you gotta love how the musical scene right now is just exploding. You know, I mean, we mentioned we were talking off the air that there's pretty much no reason for you to leave this area. You know, it seems like because
that's what you said. That's not what I said. No, there's always a reason to stay. There's always a reason to leave. So
yeah, I got you. That makes sense. But Motherbug, but things are going well for Motherbug, though.
Yeah, things are going really well right now. The band is sounding better than ever, getting better gigs and more recognition, and mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of coming together.
You ever go back and play Bruno's ever? That's where.
Yeah, we're playing there this as well as the boom. We're playing at the Boom Boom Room on. Wednesday the 19th. That's the 19th, right?
Yeah, we also have a pair of tickets to give away to that
show. That's kind of why we're doing this show.
Yeah. We have a pair of tickets to give away. We're going to give those away later on in the program, so stay tuned.
And that's with the Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey double bill, and then we're going to have a huge like blowout at the end, I guess.
Nice.
Super collaboration at the end.
and then we're playing at Bruno's this Saturday.
Right on.
And which is,
you've been playing there for a long time with Trio and with Motherbug, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Nice.
Is there a favorite spot in town? Since you are, it seems like you own the San Francisco circuit for a lot of different venues.
Well, I like those two spots. I like the Music Hall. I like the Fillmore. I like Bimbo's. Although we haven't played at Bimbo's for a while, but I've really been digging the Boom Boom Room a lot lately.
Yeah, the Boom Boom's got a great vibe in that room.
The vibe is cool, and the sound is really cool, and everything's cool there.
People, you gotta love something. It's got an in-house Hammond B3. You gotta love that.
Yeah, totally.
Last time I was there, you know, they have that booth that's kind of reserved off to the side.
John Lee Hooker's,
John Lee Hooker's booth. And Merle Saunders walked in all pimped out in a pinstripe suit. I guess he had just finished seeing The Temptations. Walks in, and I was seeing Network Electric, those guys from Santa Cruz, and all of a sudden they call up Merle from the booth, and he just goes and sits in on Hammond and just tore it up. It was pretty sweet.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen him down there. He likes to hang out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, let's dive back into the studio album, Will. And what track is it that you've picked out here that we're going to roll with?
We're going to check out number 5, Mung Beans and Rice.
Okay. Now, when you did put together the Motherbug album, was it done in town, or did you go outside the city?
We recorded... Actually, it was done at 3 different studios. We did the basics at a studio called 880, which is in Oakland. Then we did overdubs at a studio I've worked at a lot, and I'm kind of a junior partner at. It's called Big Hut in Berkeley. And then we mix it at Toast in San Francisco.
Cool. Well, right on. Let's check out some more studio Will Bernard with Motherbug. The track is Mung Beans and Rice. And you're here to hear only on Set Break. We'll be back with Will in a bit.